This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, breaking this thing down. Where the Warriors are at right now, Joe Shasky, they're 27-27. They're 500. Have a chance to go over 500 heading into the All-Star break. For the mentals, do you think that means something if they were to head in this Jimmy Butler run at 3-1 as opposed to 2-2? Like, I get it from Steve Kerr's perspective. You want to keep your guys healthy tonight. 32 minutes last night for Draymond, 35 for Jimmy, 37 for Steph. Short turnaround. You didn't get a lot of sleep. There's a lot baked into it. But if they were to win this game tonight, I feel like the mentals of a 3-1 these last four games with Jimmy as opposed to 2-2 would be huge heading into the All-Star break. Am I looking too much into that?
No, I agree. And this whole thing about, like, I understand, like, the back-to-backs. We're not asking them to play every back-to-back. But in this one, considering you lost this game last night, I feel like you got to. Like, to me, this is still a must-win. Like, I feel like you... Well, everyone's got to just suck it up and play tonight. Like, it's easy for me to say. I don't know where everyone's at health-wise, but, I mean, you got to win this one, Joe. I want them to win this one, and they do need to start building momentum. But more than anything, you need to win games because of the standings.
We can talk all we want about
the big MO and momentum and vibes and all.
That's why this loss sucked, because the Mavericks are going to have to be playing. Like, that. Like, that's the team.
When the Timberwolves lose with Giannis and no Dame.
Yes, like that. You need to capitalize on things like this, because maybe next time you're playing the Mavericks, I don't know, Gafford or Live, whoever is going to be healthy. They're going to have some size back.
I think they play like the 23rd.
So AD's not going to be there, but they might be getting some more size back.
Who knows?
And this was the game to take advantage of, to me. Like, everything was going against the Mavericks heading into this game. I can't underscore this enough. We were talking about it yesterday, Joe Shasky. When's the last time you felt like a Dallas Maverick fan when it felt like the world was ending in your fandom? That's what we were talking about yesterday. Fire Nico Harrison. Mark Cuban was telling fans to shut the F up. Everything was going wrong for them. And you lose that game in the fashion that you did. It felt like you let them off the hook.
Well, you,
like,
let
if you
Kyrie
want to crown
cook
their asses, then crown them. RIP Denny Green. Yeah. You let them off the hook.
Well, you let Kyrie cook. And then early in the game, like, let's call it what it is, Clay was cooking. He was wide open on so many threes, and his shot looked pure early in that game. Now, it didn't finish pure, but Clay made a lot of buckets. I know the 17 is misleading. I thought he was better than what the numbers sell.
Brandon Williams, clutch for them. Najee Marshall hitting some big shots, hitting some floaters there, right? So four offensive rebounds for him. They had a lot of second chance points that I felt like, the team doesn't have size. What are we doing here?
Joe, they've been tracking these stats since 2013, 2014. The Warriors are 324th out of 324 teams as the worst team since 2013-2014 around the rim.
It's unbelievable.
They are the worst team in the league in the last 11 years around the rim.
And you say that, and they had 62 points in the paint, which was their season high. They tied it. They did that November 28th against
fumble?
The Atlanta. Well, that's the thing. They left how many points?
I love Looney.
15,
Looney had a
16?
Bad game.
It wasn't great.
Potts missed a couple. Moody missed a couple.
Jimmy did.
Jimmy missed a couple of putbacks. Curry missed a zillion. I thought he got fouled on a couple, but he missed a zillion.
Well,
Draymond.
There was a play Jimmy had where he smoked a layup, then he got it back, then he got it knocked out of his hands because he tried to do a couple pump fakes, and Brandon Williams, number 10, he wasn't falling for it. He smacked it out of his hand, and then they scored on the opposite end there. I was like, God.
He dribbled off his foot, too.
Right? A lot of killer just momentum plays that happened yesterday where it felt like the Warriors were chipping away, and then some back-breaking turnover happened or a smoked layup where Pods blows right by Klay Thompson, right? Smokes it. And then Klay's thinking on the other end, he's like, oh, watch me, I'm going to do it. Then he misses a putback, and then Draymond runs the floor, and he misses one. Well, it was just, oh, God, a series of unfortunate events.
The mismatch was Butler on Klay, and Klay just tackled him multiple times. I'm like, you got to keep going back to that.
Right.
And I thought they failed to go back to that.
Be listening here in the next 10 minutes or so. We're going to be giving away a pair of Curry 12s. Again, you're going to be caller number 5 to the contest line, 415-523-4652. When you hear the sounder, not yet, but we're going to be giving away a pair of Curry 12s, so be locked in. Ryan, St. Louis, what's going on, man? You're on Spadoni and Chasky.
What's going on, man? Hey, how y'all doing today?
Doing great. It's a little wet out here, Ryan. How is it in St. Louis?
Man, it had a little snow day yesterday, so everybody was in the house.
Nice. I love the snow. Yeah, I don't want to live in it, but I like visiting it, so there's that.
I understand, man. Here's my issue again. I think that Joe, you just read some beautiful stats about this team and finishing when it comes to the rim. I think it's been 2.5 years since the championship game. We've been praying and asking somebody for an athletic big who can be a lob threat and a defensive rim protector as well, which we have yet to do. We know we had an aging Steph Curry for the last 5 years. How do you protect a perimeter defender? You give him a what? A big man.
Yep.
And we still have yet to do it. Or even when we do have one, he's sitting on the bench collecting splinters on his behind, which is post. And then Steve Kerr is sitting and says, you know what? We're going to sit our guys. Why do we not have urgency as if we are a team that can expect to create victories at the end of games when we have 2 years of us losing clutch game after clutch game after clutch game? And we have this entitlement as if we can sit back here and win games because of our past, as if we need help. We need to win these games. But Kerr is so cool, calm, and collected. And I think this is where we may find some tension with Jimmy Butler, because he's going to be like, dude, we're not the 2016, 2017 Warriors guys anymore. We have to win these games. We don't have tiebreakers. We don't have momentum against the Clippers. We don't have momentum against Rockets like we used to. These teams are getting better. When they get healthier, they're more athletic, like you guys say. Jonathan Kuminga's not playing at this moment. We need to create a new DNA when it comes to finishing the games and our mentality. But Steve Kerr, I love him as a good guy. He's cool. But his lack of urgency with this modern day in the NBA and how these teams are punching us consistently. This is in our DNA now, guys. This is not a happenstance. We have to switch that mentality. And we keep sitting back here thinking that we have another game and another game, and we're one injury away from being 5 games behind the loss column if something happens to Curry. You know how you sit Curry, receive Curry? You sit Curry when you win the game you're supposed to win in the first and second quarter, so you don't have to play him 37 minutes in the second half. So when somebody asks you, is he playing tonight, you don't have to worry about it because you took care of your business. But you can't sit here and not triple-team Kyrie Irving when you have the most triple team guard we ever seen in the Raptor playoff, when we ever seen in the Blazers playoff. And you can't look at a coach and say, you know what? Let's do that to Kyrie Irving because they don't have a lob threat.
No,
they don't have lob.
It's a great point. It's a great point, Ryan. I appreciate your call there. And you're not the only one that's frustrated with Steve Kerr. Now, we've had a couple calls saying that as well. And listen, I'm just got a huge trade. He's got Jimmy Butler. They're 2-1 in the Jimmy Butler era. There's some things he's going to have to mix and match. This was the first close loss they've had. It was frustrating. Are we still talking about Steve Kerr's coaching? Had they won the game? Had Steph made a free throw? Had Jimmy made a free throw? I don't know if we are. We're saying, wow, Jimmy Butler, look, he's clutch. He's this, that, and the other. So it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. Listen, is Steve Kerr a perfect coach? No. But we were just singing his praises after 2 blowout wins. You're saying everything he did well.
Wait.
He played Steph the entire third quarter. Great job, Steve.
But yeah, I understand. Common denominator. Last 2 months, he's rolling with Buddy Hield way too long. He has more faith in Buddy and in Pods.
He's always done that with the veterans, though. He's always going to lean to those guys. What, right or wrong? Like, nothing. What I'm saying is there's nothing new with Steve Kerr right now that we don't already know about him.
But that's why we're frustrated, is he needs to adjust.
Well, there's nothing's going to, I'm just telling you, nothing's going to, like, you could be frustrated all you want. He's going to lean to those guys.
Does Andy Reid do the same thing? I'm looking at Andy Reid on the screen.
He's got blown out
the same things that he did 20 years ago.
No.
But he's evolved, right?
Well, he didn't evolve in that game. They got absolutely obliterated in the Super Bowl.
Okay, but they went to a Super Bowl. But, like, yeah, he's evolved. Has he not?
Sure.
Okay.
He also got Patrick Mahomes.
Look, Steve, like, we've got 2 months. Okay, we have Steph Curry. Steve, you got 2 months of data. Guy Santos gets you a lot of second chance points. And actually, to me, in clutch moments, is as reliable as whatever you think Buddy Hield is as a shooter.
Also didn't shoot the ball, though, yesterday. He needs to, like, let's put some points up. That was the difference.
Gee gives you hustle points and actually is a better defender than Buddy Hield.
I like Gee. I want him to shoot the ball, though. If he's going to play 12 minutes, at least have some sort of an attempt there.
Don't shoot.
All right, well, he did yesterday, 4 of 9. It didn't really go in for him. Well, he had 8 points there, 3 steals, 5 assists.
I'm just saying, he clearly plays favoritism, which all coaches do. Steve loves Pods, and he loves Hield. And we need to tell him, like, dog, look, Quentin Post and Gee Santos give you more opportunities at second-chance points late in games.
Again, I think the Steve Kerr questions, they're going to be answered when Jonathan Kuminga comes back. If Kuminga comes back, and things are all hunky-dory again, and everything goes that and the other.
But that's giving him a pass for games that they can win, like last night. The lineup combinations.
Make a free throw. It's not his fault that Steph missed in the fourth quarter, that Jimmy Butler missed.
No,
make
but
a
it
free
is his
throw.
Fault that we.
No, it's not his fault.
Time out. No, it is
Get
his fault.
Get a lead there and hang on to
whose
it.
Whose philosophy is it to switch on everything?
Oh
whose philosophy is it to not double?
Make a play. Make a play. I saw
the guy destroying you. With 4 straight threes.
Max Christie was making more plays than anyone else there on the Warriors.
They have switched
late.
Everything for
my
a decade.
God.
Stop switching when you have a horrific defender who can't stop a nosebleed.
Stop blaming the coach because you couldn't win a game late.
I'm sorry.
Stop blaming the coach.
On this. No.
Stop blaming the coach when you couldn't win a game late. Steph, make a free throw. Jimmy, make a free throw. Don't put it in the officials' hands.
Then if it's never going to be the coach's fault.
Oh, God. Yeah, you want Draymond coaching this team? Please.
I bet you Draymond runs a double team at Kyrie quicker than what Steve Kerr did yesterday.
Okay.
You watched the best player in franchise history get doubled and triple teamed for a month, 2 months, 3 months straight, and you let Kyrie hit 4 consecutive threes without burning a timeout. 4 consecutive threes without double teaming. And you're switching and letting Buddy Hield continue to switch, which makes no sense whatsoever. Fight through a screen. You know what Jimmy Butler did at the end of that game? He said, screw switching. I am playing, hedging over the top. Get out of my way. I'm staying with him. That, yes, it is on coaching.
He got called
coaches
for a charge.
Need to adjust to the game that's being played in front of them.
I'm just going to do what Steph wants me to do now.
I love Steve, but that doesn't mean that Steve cannot be criticized a little. Like, both can be true. Legend, all-time warrior, all-time coach. We don't win any championship without him. Simultaneously, dog, the game that's being played in front of you is slipping away. Make a adjustment.
You heard the sounder there. Caller number 5 on the contest line, 415-523-4652. That's 415-523-4652. Caller number 5 will win a pair of the Steph Curry Under Armour What the Bay 12s. Call right now. Kyrie Irving had 42 points. Your two best players yesterday, Steph at 25, Jimmy Butler
Steph
at 21.
Steph wasn't great.
He wasn't. That's sometimes the difference in a game. Kyrie was great and Steph wasn't. And I don't think people can handle that sometimes when Stephen Curry has not been good for about 2 months now. Like, that, I'm just sorry to tell you what it is. Steph hasn't been a good player. Don't blame Steve Kerr because the best player in your franchise history has not been great.
Was Buddy Hield great yesterday?
No, Buddy Hield.
But then why is he playing?
Oh my God, you're going to blame Buddy Hield. Okay,
he played let's look at it. I'm going to look at it. How many minutes?
Yeah, Buddy Hield stunk.
Let's see.
We know what Buddy Hield in his
Buddy
career.
Buddy Hield played 29 minutes yesterday. Podziemski played 25 minutes yesterday.
We're going to blame everyone else.
No,
great.
I'm just saying there are situational spots. Like, there are times to play offense for defense. There are. Okay, you want ball handling with Podziemski. Guess what? You acquired a ball handler in the half court, Jimmy Butler, which kind of marginalizes whatever need you think Podziemski is there. So, yeah, I want to get some size on the floor to get... They have no bigs. Play some size a little. Play Gee Santos. Play Quentin Post. Yes, that's called adjusting to the game that's being played in front of you and the personnel. Does form not matter? There's no one on this team outside of Steph, Draymond, and Butler who should be guaranteed minutes in clutch moments. To me, it's matchups and form. So in the matchups department, like, you're not playing your bigs. Why? They have no bigs. In the form department, Buddy can't hit water right now if he fell out of a boat in the middle of the Pacific. Stop playing him. Gee had 6 or 7 crucial rebounds yesterday. He's a willing passer. He makes the hockey assists. He's a bigger body. He adjusts better, and guys are unwilling to back him down on the block. So, yes, get Buddy Hield off the floor in certain situations. I get it. Buddy's going to play. He's a rotation guy. He doesn't need to close games when he doesn't have it going.
Steve Kerr asked how you would assess your point of attack defense.
Not good. Not good, yeah. We struggled, you know. My mistake was probably not hitting Kyrie earlier and getting the ball out of his hands. I think we did a pretty effective job of that in the fourth quarter. I probably should have gone to that earlier.
There you go. He owned it right there, Joe Shasky. You feel better?
Well, no, but I can still critique it. It's like, dog, sure. Yeah, of course. I should have done it earlier. Joe Shasky sleeping in his bed, you know, rubbing his dog who just got out of surgery or whatever, got his stomach induced.
Shout out, Leo. Like,
I'm not Steve Kerr. I'm not a four-time champion. I didn't win rings as a player. If I'm sitting here going, dog, it's Kyrie. He's got 40. What are we doing? Like, stop switching. Like, and Buddy's like, yeah, I'm gonna switch. I got him. It's like, no, you don't. No, you don't. And I think everyone is sitting here going, what are we doing?
I think that was a team that went into that game feeling themselves a little bit too hard. They saw Anthony Davis was out. They saw the Dallas Mavericks as food because everyone else is laughing at the Dallas Mavericks. Everyone's saying they're so dumb, this, that, and the other. Nico Harrison, everyone was waiting for the downfall of the Dallas Mavericks yesterday, Warriors fans included. And you know what? Kyrie Irving said, no, I'm still Kyrie Irving. And he put the team on his back and he won the game. And Steph didn't have a great game. And Jimmy, to his credit, 8 of 17, he was fine. They didn't make the big shots when they needed to, and that was at the line. I think that's as simple as that.
Look, Samita, all of these things can be true.
Samita in Los Gatos, she thinks the Warriors were just sloppy yesterday. What's up, Samita?
I agree.
You're on Spadoni and Shasky.
Hey, guys. I watched the second half of that game last night, and, you know, all I could think of was, you know, this is still the Warriors. I mean, with or without Jimmy Butler, that was really sloppy basketball. I think there was a time when there was about 5.5 minutes left where they were like, the Warriors in this quarter have more turnovers than field goals. I mean, there was just no control of the ball. They looked very undisciplined out there. And it was really disappointing because I was like, oh, this is the same old team, you know, just looking like desperate and, you know, losing the ball. Steph had some really bad passes. And you're right, Joe, I think, Steph did not have a good game. It was not a good performance from Steph Curry. And people are afraid to say that, but I'm like, yeah, he's Steph Curry. He's been off lately. He's missing threes. He's missing all sorts of stuff. He's turning the ball over. I don't know what's going on, but it was a very sloppy performance, and it doesn't give me a lot of hope for the rest of the season.
I am with you, Samita. That was a loss that, like, you, for all the goodwill you built up the last two games, like a loss like that for me, It was shattering if you're a fan. Like, that, everything was going in your favor heading to that game, and the way you lost it and the team you lost it to without their best player and the front end of a back-to-back, and now you're going to play with potentially without all your best guys in the Rockets team that's really good. So you're going from maybe 4-0, you're feeling good maybe, or 3-1 to 2-2, and the Jimmy Butler in the last four games of this road trip heading into the All-Star break, and you're going to be under 500 potentially. Yeah, that shakes me a little bit if I'm a fan, and that makes me frustrated because you're also playing a team that you're going to be battling in the play-in. And I know you said if you just make the play-in, just make the box, this, that, and the other. Yeah, well, I'd rather make it as a 7 seed, right, or an 8 seed so I can have two games to mess with instead of a 9 or a 10 seed. So, like, yeah, this, you could look back, Joe Shasky, and this was the loss that prevented you from either getting home court in the play-in or prevented you from being in the play-in altogether.
I want to see at times, and again, like, both can be true. Steve's an all-time legend, and I'm talking about the coach. And there's times where I feel like he coaches the game like they are a 65-win team. And I'm like, no, dude, like, you've got to be on this. Like, these, every win, every possession is amplified. And if you have to play offense for defense and play the substitution thing, then so be it. Your team's not good enough. Like, I see this with other coaches around the league. They will sub a player out who is a poor defender because it's the lesser of two evils. And they're like, hey, look, I know that guy brings some offense. And I'm talking about role players, not stars. Hey, I know this guy doesn't bring anything to the table defensively, but right now, the way the Mavericks are playing is we are going to hunt the matchup. That's what they did yesterday. It was screen, 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 set up the matchup, ISO. You have got to counter that as a head coach, and you need to have a desperation, possession by possession, in terms of coaching the little things. Like, that's where you do have to coach all the small stuff. And you can't just rely on, hey, we'll roll the ball out and this is what we're going to do. No, 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 no. That worked at one time. It doesn't work with this roster. And so, like, when I see the lineups and the combinations that they're putting out there late in games, and you say, Joe, they're basically a 500 team in clutch games, I'm like, yeah, I get it. A, players aren't executing. And B, I also don't think the combinations that are being put out are the most optimal lineups given the form and the matchups of who you're going up against.
Well, what's more frustrating is they're 1-21 when trailing after three quarters. Like, when you got Jimmy Butler and it's a close game, the reason you got Jimmy Butler and what we all said was, hey, you got a closer now. You got someone else that can close the game.
Sure.
And it was frustrating that they couldn't close the game because it was a close game yesterday. And that's when you lean on a guy like a playoff Jimmy, who's earned that nickname, rightfully so. Chuck.